Okay, Sota Daf Chaf Zayin. Let's begin on Chavav on the days, the very last line. We have a new sugya. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Yisa Adam Duma. A person should marry a woman that everybody is saying that she's not loyal to her husband. Val Yisa Bas Duma. But that's better than marrying a woman who's the daughter of someone who people said was not loyal to her husband. Shazu, because if women's people say this woman is not loyal, Ba Mitipa Ksheira. Her mother, though, was righteous, so she's certainly a regular Jewess. Zu, but the daughter of a woman who people say wasn't loyal, Ba Mitipa Psula, because if people are talking about the mother, that she was not loyal, and possibly sleeping around, she may be the child of a guy. She may be the child of a mamzer. So it's not so worthwhile to marry such a wife. Okay, maybe you didn't have a choice. Saying this is better than that. For Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan used to say, Yisa Adam Bastuma, a person should marry the daughter of someone who they say bad things about her. Val Yisa Duma, he should not marry a woman whom they say bad things about her. The daughter of someone who they said things about, this daughter herself, is presumed Kshera. Right? There's nothing about her. But the other one, once people are talking about her, she's no longer presumed Kshera. And people So Rashi explains the Zoh Medes Bechez Kashrus Habaso Medes Bechez Kashrus Umuteres Labaila. The daughter of a Duma still has a Chez Kashrus. I Tipa Psula. We're not choshish for that because Rov Bilos Achra Baalim Baalim Nesaba. We assume that the marital relations were with her husband, not with these rumors. The Zobot is the woman who's a Duma, ain't no matter Becheskas Kashrus. She's no longer Becheskas Kashrus. She Mizana Tachtov, because she's being Mizana. Vinea Saras Olav. And she may be Asura to him. Because that's what they're saying, that she's Mizana. Who ain't no Roe? He doesn't know. Ain't a Magash, he didn't divorce her. Vala be Isra, he may be having relations with her. Be Isra. Ask the Gemara in Israel, challenge you, we learned. No, say Adam Duma. A person can marry a woman who they say bad things about her, that she's not loyal to her husband. That implies that that's better than marrying a Bas Duma. Amar Rava, Rava, Rava said that Tisbra, no, say Lechatchila. Can you really think such a thing? That Lechatchila, one should do that, one should go marry a Duma. It's not such a good idea, right? If a woman is possibly disloyal to her husband, people shouldn't be running to marry such a woman. Alice, whether you have to say, you have to change it. Im nasa, if he married a Duma, he's allowed to stay married to her. So once you're going to say that, you can't ask a kasha. So Tani Nami, once you're changing the brisa, say also, Im nasa bas Duma, if he marries the daughter of Duma also, he doesn't have to divorce her. Vehilchasa, the halacha is, Yisa adam bas Duma, the view of Rabbi Yochanan was correct, the view of Shmuel was correct. A person should marry the daughter of someone whom they say bad things about her. V'al Yisa Duma, he shouldn't marry a woman whom they say bad things about her. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Kameder Bavo. So it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rav Tachlifa, the Bar Ma'arava, taught in front of Bavo, Isha Mizana Baneha Ksherim. A woman who's Mizana, her children are still kosher. Because Rov Bilo Sachra Baal, Rov Bilo Sachra Baal. Most marital relations happen with the husband. Okay.
Ask the Gemara Shaila. Boy, Rav Amram asked, Hoysa Prutza Biyoser. Let's say she's very, very parrot. She's not modest at all. She's always with a lot of men. So there's a lot of reason to think that this child is not from her husband, but from some man. So Ma, what's the halacha? Zok the Gemara. You know, do we say that her kids are assumed ksherim? The Gemara says, "Ali b'daman to Amar ain ishemis aberes l'samach levista loti bayelch." According to the opinion that says that a woman only becomes pregnant right away the time, right around the time of her veset. It's not a question. Because lo yadaba, lo mintala, he's not going to know when her veset, when she's expecting her period. He's not going to watch her then. But according to the opinion that it says, that a woman only becomes pregnant right when she comes back from the mikvah, either that night or that day, the next day. So my, what's the halach? Even the yadaba, since the husband knows when she's going to the mikvah. So even if his wife is a prutza, niture martan la, he's going to watch her that day and make sure that she's with him and not with others. And therefore we can assume that the child was from him. Odomor, maybe even the prutza be Yosef, since we're talking about a woman who's very immodest. Lo, he's not going to be able to watch her. And therefore we have to be choshesh, we have to suspect that maybe this child is not from him and her, but maybe from these friends that she has. The Gemara says, take her, we don't know. Okay, Mishnah taught us that there are all sorts of cases where the Beis Din would make the warning on behalf of the husband. If the husband had... husband can't speak because he became a shotel. The husband can't speak because he's in jail. He's away. Beis Din would warn the wife, don't be alone with so-and-so. Ve'elusha Beis Din Mekanim. Tanu Rabbanu Hinten Abraisa. Ish, the Torah says, ish, kis ish, te ish, to mal, abo mal. Ma tamal omer ish, ish. Why did it say ish, ish? Le rabos, it's to include that even ish is cherish, even ish is sota, even if the husband is a deaf mute and he can't speak, the husband is now shota and he can't speak, ish at shiamum, the husband is a man who's gone mad, or shalach balam dina sayam, the husband has traveled away, or shayach avish beis rasum, the husband is in jail, Shabez nim rakan and lahem, lipos la nixubasan. Beis Din makes a warning on behalf of those husbands that if these women then seclude with a person, they're now going to lose their ksuba. They'll get divorced without a ksuba. Yachalaf lashkosa. Maybe the warning of Beis Din is also strong enough that if she then secludes with the man that Beis Din warned her not to be with, Beis Din would make her drink the bitter waters of sota. Tamaloma, that's what the pasuk says. Vehevi ha'ish es ishto. And the husband brings his wife, Ela Kohen, to the Kohen. Beis Din, though, can't bring a married woman to the Kohen. So therefore, if Beis Din gave a warning, fine, that warning could have impact in terms of losing the ksuba. But if the husband recovers, he could not give her to drink based on the warning of Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, ah, flashkosa. Even to give her to drink. Beis Din's warning can make her drink. And when the husband comes out of jail, Yashkena, based on the warning of Beis Din, he can give her to drink the bitter waters. Ask the Gemara, but my community, what's the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi? Answer the Gemara, Rabbanan Savri, Binan Vikine Vehevi. The Torah says, and he will be, give her a warning, he'll be jealous, and he's to bring her. So that means that it has to be the husband has to give her the warning, and when he gives her the warning, he can give her a drink. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Rabbi Yossi holds, Lo Beinan Vikine Vehevi. It doesn't have to be the same person doing the kinui and doing the hava, Beis Din can do the kinui, and the husband can bring her to Yerushalayim to drink. The Torah says about sotas, those Torah saknos, asher tish de isha tachas isha vinitma, for woman will stray underneath her husband and become tamei. So why does it say that? Lahakish ish leisha. So it says in the same pasuk, ish and isha, veisha leish, and a woman to a man. Woman's compared to the man, and the man's compared to the woman. In which way are they linked to each other? Amar Rav Sheshes said, "Kashem Shimhu Suma Lo Hayamashka Dechsiv Ne'alam Eine Isha." Just like if he's blind, he can't give her to drink, because the Torah says it will be hidden from the eyes of the husband, implying that there are eyes of the husband. Kachi Ma'isa Suma Lo Ma'isa Shosa. So too, if the wife is blind, she doesn't drink. And Rav Ashi Amar, we learn the other way too. Kishem shechigeres v'gidemes lo haista shota. The same way a woman who doesn't have a leg or a woman who doesn't have a hand doesn't drink. This is because the Torah says. Now turning to Amud Beis v'hemid akoin es ha'isha lifnei Hashem v'nasan al kapeh. The Kohen has to stand her up. That means she has to have legs. He has to put it on her hands. That means she has to have hands. So too kachim if the husband is limping or missing a hand, he can't give her to drink. And what's another hekesh? Mar Baravashi Amar, Kishem Shilem Esloes the Shosa Tsiva Amraha Isha Amin. Amen. Just like if a woman can't speak, she doesn't drink, because the Torah says the woman is to say amen, amen. Kahu im haya ilem lo yamashka. So too, if the husband is a mute and he can't speak, he would not give her to drink. Okay. Hajin Allah, Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, Perek Arusa v'hadarach alon. Next Perek. Shame Shamayim both Kenosa, the same way the bitter waters check her to see if she was disloyal, and they might cause her, if she had done something in that room, for her stomach to blow up. Kachamayim both Kenosa, the water would also impact the man who was with her in the room. His stomach would blow up too. Shehamer, because the pasuk says, Uvau, Uvau, and the waters will come in. Kishem Shasura Labal, the same way, if the woman doesn't drink the bitter waters, she can't be with her husband, because Safik Tuma Birshayakit Tamei. Kachasura Laboel, if he divorces her, she'd be Asur to the guy who was with her in the room. Shehamer, because the pasuk says, Nitma, Vinitma. Here, Rabbi Akiva, that's the view of Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kach yitchorish schay ben akatz, schay ben akatz." If you said darshan like Rabbi Akiva, nitma v'nitma. That's just like there's an issur to the husband, there's an issur to the boa. However, Rabbi Omer, shnei parmamurim b'parsha nitma v'nitma. From the fact that the Torah says twice, not that there's an extra vav, but the fact that the Torah says twice, nitma, and again it says nitma. That's to say, echad labal v'echad laboel. One is to say there's an iser to the husband, and the other is to say there's an iser to the man who was in the room. Oh, by Yom Dorish Rabbi Akiva, on that day, Rabbi Akiva dash in a whole series of drashas. He darshed ukli cheres asher yipo mehem el tocho kol asher betocho yitma. The pasuk says that if a dead sheretz falls into a kli cheres, whatever is inside the kli cheres becomes tamei, and the kli cheres itself becomes tamei, and it becomes a rishon letzoma, and the food inside of it becomes a sheni letzoma. Eino omer tamei. It doesn't say whatever is inside is tamei. Eli yitma, it can be mitamei. The tami acherim, it can make other things tami. Limit al kikar, that tells you that if you have a loaf of bread in the sklicheres, that it's now a sheni, and a sheni is metami as ashlishi, a sheni makes a shlishi l'tum. Rabbi Yeshua said, who will reveal the dust from over your eyes? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Shai Somer used to say, Asador acher letar kikar shlishi, that there's going to be a generation that will ultimately be metaher, a loaf of bread that's a shlishi l'tuma. She'en lo mikmin ha-torah shu tameh, because there's no pasuk saying that it's tameh. But here, v'alo Rabbi Akiva tameh decha mevi lo mikmin ha-torah shu tameh. But here, Rabbi Akiva, your student, has a pasuk saying that a shlishi is tameh. Shenhamer, it says, kol asher besocho, whatever's inside the klicheres, not just is tameh, but yitma, which means it can make other things tameh. Bo bayom, and on that day also, Rabbi Akiva learned the halacha in regards to tchumin. The pasuk says, umados mechutz liris pas ked mal payim ba'ama. You should measure for the Levian, the migrash Levian, outside of the city on the eastern side, 2,000 amma. We cracker on there. Another pasuk says mikira ir v'chutzah elef amma savit, from the wall of the city and out 1,000 amma around. So ef shalom elef amma shakvar ne'amar alpayim amma. You can't say that the levim get 1,000 amma in each direction because the pasuk says you count 2,000 ammas. Ef shalom alpayim amma shakvar ne'amar elef amma. You can't say it's 2,000 amma because the pasuk says 1,000 amma. Okay, it's what you have to say. Elef amma migra. The first 1,000 amos, that's the migrash. Valpayim amma, the 2,000 amma, that's a different halacha. That's not to give into Levim, but that's Tchum Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yosher b'Yosef Gnili Omer, Elef amma migrash. The first 1,000 amma was the migrash Levim. Valpayim amma, and that second 1,000 to get a total of 2,000. That was for Sados Ukramim. That's for fields and vineyards. Yomen on that, the Dorash should be a keeper, be keeper to another drasha. The pasuk says, "As Yashim Moshe Bnei Yisrael Zashirazo Slash Hashem Vayomu Lemor." Then Moshe and the Jewish people sang this song to Hashem, and they said, "Shein Tamud Lomar Lemor." Why does it say Lemor? Ma Tamud Lomar Lemor. Why does it say here Lemor? But it's to say the, in other words, Lemor usually means that. That Moshe was told to tell things to Am Yisrael. What does it mean here? Malam Yisrael Yisrael Onum Shirachav Shal Moshe Kol Davar Davar Kekorin Sahala. But it means like this: that Moshe would say something, and then they would all repeat it as if it was a responsive reading of Halo. That's what it says. Moshe was told. Moshe saying it in a way that was to tell it to them. It was the way they read Shema. And they said the same words that he said. Not like the reading of Hallel, which is responsive. And on that day, Yeshua ben Urkanes taught, Lo avar Iyov v'sakodesh baruch v'elo me'ahava. Iyov only served Hashem out of love. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Hein yiktaleni, even if he kills me, lo ayachel to him, I will hope. V'adayin adavar shakul. The truth is, it's really not so clear. There's still an asafik about it. Does it mean, lo ani mitzapeh, to him I am seeking, right? Hein yiktaleni, even if he kills me, to him I seek. Or maybe it means, ani mitzapeh, that lo ayachel, I don't seek, that since I'm only serving, not me'av, I'm only serving out of fear that he will kill me, but if he kills me, lo yechel, I don't seek to him anymore. So Talmud Lomar, so that pasuk's not so conclusive, but the source is the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Ad egvalo asir tumasi mimeni, till I die, I will not remove my wholesomeness from me. Melamed sheme'av asa. It shows that he acted out of love.
Why is that a riot of law? It could be fear.
If a person is a tamim till the last day of his life, that's only out of love. Such tamimus, till the last day he's alive, he's still a tamim. That's love.
Fear?
Apparently not. Amr Rabbi Yeshua said, "Mi yigala afar me'einecha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Who will take the dust off of your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai?" Shayisa dorish kol yamecha shlo avad yivasam makom elami yira. You said that Eov served Hashem out of Yirah. Shneimer ishtam v'yasha yirei Elokim v'sar meira. He was a man who was yirei Elokim, and that's why he left evil. Halo Yoshua Talmid, Talmidcha. Here Yoshua ben Hurknes, the student of your student. Limeid shemei ava asa. He taught that Eov served Hashem out of love.